Welcome to the Design Doctor podcast, where we take a scientific and creative approach to interior design. I'm your host, Krisha Palmer, doctor turned interior designer. Life is intense. Coming home shouldn't be. Let's make home your happy place. Hey friends, welcome back to the Design Doctor podcast. I'm your host, Krisha Palmer, doctor turned interior designer. I have a super fun one for you today, especially for all of you who grew up in the 80s and the 90s like me. You may remember there was a sitcom, a very popular sitcom on television called Designing Women. It was one of my favorites, and growing up in Arkansas, I always thought it was interesting that the writer and creator of Designing Women was from Arkansas. Another cool, interesting fact is that the exterior of the house that you see in every episode is actually located in the city where I live in Little Rock, Arkansas. It's called the Villa Murray. And I've posted a link to a current photo of that home in the show notes, along with a photo of Suzanne Sugarbaker's house. So sometimes in the episode, they'll show the exterior of Suzanne's house. That house actually is interesting. One of my good friends grew up in that house. So I almost feel like I have some personal connection to the story, or I like to imagine that I do, right? This was truly one of my favorite shows back in the 80s and 90s. It's actually streaming right now on Hulu, so you can rewatch episodes, or if you've never watched it, treat yourself to binging that because it's really good. So today what we're going to do is just something fun. We're going to dive into the world of Designing Women. We're going to go through the main characters in Designing Women, characterize each of them in terms of what kind of decorator each of them could be, and I'm going to use it as a tool to explore, to help you explore who you relate to the most and what kind of decorator are you. For those of you who haven't seen the show before, just as a brief synopsis, basically this show is a blend of humor, southern charm, and sharp wit. It's about a group of women that run an interior design firm in Atlanta, Georgia. So let's go through each of the characters and use them as tools to explore, like, what kind of decorator might you be, to explore what kind of decorator you are. All right, so first up we have Julia Sugarbaker, played by the incomparable Dixie Carter. Julia, as the character, is an outspoken, no-nonsense leader of the group. She's a fiercely independent woman who isn't afraid to speak her mind and stand up for what she believes in. She's the epitome of Southern grace and strength, a woman whose sharp tongue is matched only by her unwavering sense of justice. She is the co-owner of Sugarbaker Designs and the backbone of the firm. She gives sage advice and very biting commentary. She has these amazing monologues. But beneath her tough exterior lies a deep well of compassion and empathy, especially when it comes to defending her family and friends. She was always my favorite character, a natural-born designer. She's bold, decisive, she knew what worked, and she presented her ideas with confidence and a special flavor of sassy Southern grace. And it wasn't just her taste in color, textures, and patterns that set her apart. It was her unapologetic, "this is me" confidence, her creative thinking, and her determination to succeed against all odds. And here are, just for fun, some of my favorite quotes from Julia, okay? So here's number one. Because I'm taking an acting class, you guys are going to have to bear with me, all right? I'm going to try to read these like Julia would, okay? So you can totally make fun of me and laugh at me if I don't get it right, but hey, it's boring if we don't try to act like the characters, right? So I'm going to try to act like Julia. So here goes. "There's no need for introductions, Radon. We know who you are. You're the guy who's always wherever women gather or try to be alone. You want to eat with us when we're dining in hotels. You want to know if the book we're reading is any good or if you can keep us company on the plane. I want to thank you, Radon, on behalf of all the women in the world for your unfailing attention and concern. but read my lips and remember. As hard as it is to believe, sometimes we just like talking to each other, and sometimes we just like being alone. Okay, so that's number one. This is the second quote from Julia, all right? We Southerners have had to endure many things, but one thing we Southerners don't have to endure is a bunch of bored housewives turning historical homes into theme parks, not to mention ill-mannered tourists with their big gulps, misties, slurpees, and frosties, their dirty feet overflowing rubber thongs, and babies who sneeze fudgesicle juice. Out! Out of my house, as God is my witness, I will burn it down myself before I let you in again. I kind of got into that one. All right. So I would say that Julia Sugarbaker, as an interior designer, her attitude is summed up in this comment. You're damn right I'm good, and I can get even better. So she's bold, independent, fierce, and decisive. She's confident in her skills and isn't afraid to go for it. As good as she is, she's always looking for opportunities to grow. So she's someone who knows exactly what she likes and dislikes. She makes well-thought-out, confident decisions, and she doesn't waste time second-guessing herself. Does that describe you when it comes to decorating your house? Some of you may say yes. Some of you may say, no, I don't have that much confidence. And that's okay, but do you identify with Julia Sugarbaker? All right, so let's move on. Then there's Mary Jo Shively, played by Annie Potts. And Mary Jo is the very down-to-earth, practical member of the group. She's a single mother juggling work and family with a healthy dose of sarcasm and wit. Her warmth and compassion make her the glue that really holds the group together. She brings a very grounded presence to the group as this practical, no-nonsense single mom. And with her quick wit and sharp tongue, she's never afraid to speak her mind, whether she's dishing out dating advice or standing up for herself. But beneath that tough exterior lies a fiercely loyal and devoted mother who really anchors the group in times of trouble. Unfortunately, I couldn't really find many monologues by Mary Jo online. They're just not available. But I think that her attitude would be summed up in this statement. Gee, I'm not really sure I'm good at decorating, but hell yeah, I'm ready to try. So she really transforms throughout the series from being shy and unsure to just a ball of fiery confidence because she's willing to step out of her comfort zone. She's very thoughtful about decisions, but she doesn't really let self-doubt get in her way, even if it means making mistakes along the way. So she would be a decorator who is, number one, not afraid to practice and try. Number two, willing to make mistakes and learn from them. And number three, never quits trying. So think about Julia. Think about Mary Jo. Which one resonates with you more in terms of who do you think you're more like? All right, let's move on to Charlene. Charlene Frazier, who is played by Jean Smart. Charlene is the sweet, very naive newcomer to the design firm, whose Southern innocence often leads to very funny misunderstandings. And despite her lack of sophistication, her kindness and her sincerity really endears her to everybody that she meets. One of Charlene's favorite lines that I remember to this day is, I don't remember the context or what they were discussing, but she says in her thick Southern accent, she says, I love knowledge. In fact, I yearn for it. So that I think as a decorator, and by the way, Charlene is the only one of these four that in the show, she's not a decorator. She's like the administrative assistant. But I think that if she were a decorator, her attitude would be this. Boy, I'd like to be able to make my house beautiful, but I just don't think I know how. That would definitely be Charlene. She's a big-hearted, loyal dreamer who can be a bit naive and doesn't really truly realize how amazing she is. So she's a decorator who would, number one, love the idea of decorating her own home, but really would kind of rather somebody else lead the way. She has lots of creative ideas, but she doesn't really know how to execute them, and she gets distracted easily. Does this sound like you? All right, let's move on to the last character, Suzanne Sugarbaker. She is portrayed by the very talented Delta Burke. She is Julia's beauty queen sister, whose glamorous exterior often belies her insecurities and her vulnerability. And even though she is quite the drama queen, her heart is always in the right place, even if her actions often lead to chaos. She is the quintessential Southern Belle, with a flair for the dramatic and a heart of gold hidden beneath layers of insecurity. She is a former beauty queen turned businesswoman and navigates life with equal parts charm and chaos, often finding herself in hilariously sticky situations. But despite this, her loyalty to her friends and her unwavering belief in herself makes her a real force to be reckoned with. So I think that Suzanne, if her attitude towards interior design and interior decorating, you can picture her sitting there, beauty queen, tiara, perfectly poised, giving a dismissive wave with her hand and saying, "Go ahead and decorate it all for me while I lounge by the pool." I can totally see it. So dramatic and gorgeous, she stands out in a crowd. She doesn't want to do any of the design work herself, but she does want to enjoy every single moment in this space. So she would be a decorator who, or a non-decorator who, number one, she would be someone who does not have the desire to decorate on her own or be the designer, and she prefers to hire someone else to come in and do the work for her. So does this sound like you? All right, so we've talked about Julia, Suzanne, Charlene, and Mary Jo. So when it comes to decorating your home or designing a new space, which character best describes you? And more importantly, which character would you like to become? How do you want to feel when you step into your home every day at the end of the day? So when I work with clients, I meet them exactly where they are because I believe that's exactly where they're supposed to be. And then I help them meet their own goals. Sometimes it's uncovering their own undiscovered design chops that they don't, so that they can learn themselves and they don't feel the need to hire an interior designer. Sometimes it's helping them uncover and tap into their own innate creativity so they can just enjoy it and utilize it for self-care. And sometimes it's designing their home for them so they can spend their free time doing other things that they love. So where are you right now? And where do you want to be? If you get a chance, I would love to hear from you. Email me at krisha@krisha.com. That's K-R-I-C-I-A. And tell me, which designing woman are you? I'm a Julia. I'm for sure a Julia. But I feel like I have a little bit of all of them in me. So shoot me an email. Tell me which character you identify with the most. And then which character maybe you aspire to. It's been fun. Super fun. If you haven't watched Designing Women, go check it out on Hulu. It's great for lots of laughs. I hope you have a great week. I'll see you next week. Happy decorating. If you want to learn more about my interior design services or participate in one of my workshops, you can find more information at housecallsforphysicians.com, or you can find me on Instagram at Krisha Palmer MD.